King of Bengal, the Nawab Hussain Shah. It was under a tamal tree in Ramkeli that they surrendered their lives to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in utter humility, in the most super excellent manner. They illustrated the most essential of all of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya. Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarapati Seshena, Amanya Amanya Enakirtaniya Sadhani. Tremendous wealth, the greatest scholars, high reputation, power, but they gave it all up for the service of Lord Chaitanya. Soon after, Rupa and Sanatan left their service, and as Lord Chaitanya was returning from his 2 months visit to Vrindavan, he met Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag during the month of Magh. It was there at the Dasashwamedha Ghat that Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami for 10 days in the science of devotional service. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu impregnated within the heart of Rupa Goswami the ability to fully understand all that he was speaking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained later that when he embraced Rupa Goswami, seeing him a perfectly humble and fit Vaishnava, he empowered him with the ability to transmit his teachings throughout the world. Rupa Goswami is none other than the incarnation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. In the spiritual world, he is Srimati Rupa Manjari, the primary assistant of the 8 Sakis, who are always engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Mm. Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami after his teachings to him to come to Vrindavan and to write transcendental literatures to teach the world the pure principles of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada has said that Rupa Goswami was the leader of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and he will be forever. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he spoke many sublime teachings to his associates, he only wrote the Shikshastakam. It was to Rupa Goswami who he especially powered to put in books the very essence of his teachings. His primary book was the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Srila Prabhupada translated as the Nectar of Devotion, which explains the science in a very systematic way of how from the very beginning stages of our devotional life we can progress till we come to the platform of becoming a resident of Vrindavan in the eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna. Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan and he had bhajan kutirs in several places. We will visit some other ones. But the prime place where he wrote his books and performed his devotional service was just here. This is the bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. This whole area of Vrindavan is called Seva Kunj. Srila Rupa Goswami would personally preach the message of Lord Chaitanya and write them down. So this is such a very, very holy place for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Rupa Goswami, with his own hands, he carved a deity of Sri Radha Damodar, and it was here that he worshipped that deity. And later on, he gave that deity to Sri Jiva Goswami as an offering of love. I'd like to say something very briefly about Sri Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was born as the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan. His father was Anupam. After described in Bhakti Ratnakar that when Rupa and Sanatan and Anupam met Lord Chaitanya, Jiva Goswami was a tiny little boy, but he had the power to somehow or other follow his father and uncles, and he saw the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and heard him speak. From that time, he surrendered his life exclusively to the service. From his very small childhood, he never played games like ordinary children. He had little deities of Krishna and Balaram. 24 hours a day he served those deities. He would offer them obeisances, flowers, bhoga. He would chant for them, dance for them. His whole life was centered around them. Even when he went to sleep, he would embrace them to his heart all night long. The people of his village were astounded to see the incredible natural devotion. Even from his earliest childhood, he was exhibiting the symptoms of ecstatic love. One day, in a dream, his deities of Krishna and Balaram appeared to him. And then, right before his very eyes, Balaram transformed into the beautiful form of Nityananda Prabhu, and Krishna transformed into the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They placed their feet on his head and blessed him. From that time, he had no desire to stay home. And in due course, somehow, he left his home and went to Srinavadweep Dham. There he met with Nityananda Prabhu, who took him all around to the nine islands of Srinavadweep and personally gave him the Navadweep Dham Parikrama. This is described in Bhakti Ratnakar and also explained by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his Navadweep Dham Mahatmyam. Nityananda Prabhu said to Jiva Goswami, "You should go to Vrindavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally given Vrindavan to your family. You should join your uncles Rupa and Sanatan there. But first stop in Varanasi and study the Vaishnava scriptures from the great disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Madhu Sudan Vachaspati." Jiva Goswami, with the dust of Nityananda Prabhu upon his head, went to Varanasi, and under this greatest of all scholars, he became the foremost of all students. He was so learned in the scriptures and could present them so beautifully that his name became famous throughout all of India. After his studies, he went to Vrindavan. He came here and begged Sri Sanatana Goswami for initiation. Sanatana Goswami, although the elder brother of Rupa Goswami, in his humility, he offered Jiva Goswami to the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Who could possibly imagine having a disciple like Srila Jiva Goswami? But Rupa Goswami wanted to show what is a real disciple. So he would not immediately initiate Srila Jiva Goswami. He told him that first you have to prove that you are truly a menial servant. Although Jiva Goswami was the most prolific scholar, preacher, Rupa Goswami had him collecting leaves from the forest and preparing them into palm leaves that can be used as paper for writing the scriptures. He would prepare those leaves. He would prepare the arti paraphernalia for his Guru Maharaj. He would clean the place of his Guru Maharaj. He would cook for his Guru Maharaj. He would massage his feet. He would fan him. For one full year, he acted in this menial mood of the servant of his Gurudev. When Rupa Goswami saw his sincere service attitude, he gave him initiation. And little later, he gave him his own personal deity of Radha Damodar, whom Rupa Goswami carved with his own hands. It was here that Jiva Goswami worshipped Radha Damodar. The loving relation between Jiva Goswami and the deity of Damodar was so beautiful. Sometimes Damodar would speak to Jiva Goswami and tell him, I'm hungry, please give me something to eat. Jiva Goswami would hurriedly prepare a nice bhoga and personally offer it to Damodar. And then by Damodar's causeless mercy, Jiva Goswami would personally see Damodar eat that food right before his own eyes. Another time, Jiva Goswami heard Krishna's flute playing. The deity of Damodar called Jiva Goswami, "Come here, I want to play my flute for you." Jiva Goswami came before the deity and the deity started to dance and play his flute for him. Jiva Goswami fell unconscious in ecstatic love. Then when he came to consciousness again and saw the beautiful form of Sri Radha Damodar, tears profusely fell from his lotus-like eyes. It is described by Narahari Chakravarti that the unlimited pastimes that took place between Damodar and Jiva Goswami will melt the hearts even of the most sinful. So Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami performed their bhajan here. In fact, this area of Seva Kunj became the meeting place of the six Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami would regularly come here to discuss the message of Lord Chaitanya, how to propagate it properly. They would discuss their various experiences and realizations. They would discuss the glories of Krishna's pastimes. And most of all, they would have wonderful kirtan of the chanting of the holy name. After Srila Rupa Goswami left this world, Jiva Goswami placed his body right here and built a beautiful samadhi mandir for him. The great emperor Akbar, he heard the glories of Jiva Goswami and read some of his writings, personally came to Vrindavan and met Jiva Goswami and was so very impressed that he arranged one of his generals, Rajman Singh, to construct temples. He even funded temples of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Yugala Kishore, and which other? Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Yugala Kishore. And he also constructed a library on this premise for the books of the six Goswamis. From that time, Sri Jiva Goswami became the leader of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. In 1959, when His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came here to Vrindavan, for about 3 years he lived at the Bamsi Gopal Temple, and then he shifted to these two rooms at Sri Sri Radha Damodar Mandir. Can all of you sit down here? Do you see this window? Srila Prabhupada would take his prasad looking through this window each day. As he'd look through the window, he'd see Sri Rupa Goswami's samadhi. He would regularly meditate and pray on the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami to give him the strength to carry out the order of his spiritual master, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It was Rupa Goswami, the leader of the Goswamis, who wrote so many wonderful literatures to set the standard of how to preach Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada chose this place to perform his bhajan and to do his writings. In fact, in 1972, Srila Prabhupada brought his devotees from all over the world and he sat right in this place where His Holiness Srila Jayadwaita Maharaj is sitting. And for 1 month, every day, he gave classes on nectar of devotion. He wanted to bring the world to come and receive the mercy of Rupa and Jiva Goswami in this holy land of Vrindavan. Behind us, Behind this samadhi is the samadhi mandir of Bhugarbha Goswami, who was a great disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, who came to Vrindavan with Lokanath Maharaj on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next to that is a small samadhi of one great devotee named Shaki Sharan Rai, who was a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who renovated this Radha Damodar temple and also renovated the Imlital temple. So we can speak for many hours, many days, many years about the glories of this holy place. It was from here that Srila Prabhupada spread the message of Krishna consciousness all over the world. I would like to ask His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj to kindly speak.
Well, just to add, when I've been editing Nectar of Devotion and then Prabhupada began speaking on it, I think before it was published, and it was announced that Prabhupada will be in Vrindavan in such and such time and he'll be speaking on Nectar of Devotion, and anyone who wants to come can take advantage. And I was thinking, you know, what topics Prabhupada would speak about, because Nectar of Devotion has so many very special topics that we hadn't found in Bhagavad Gita as it is, or in Srimad Bhagavatam up to that point. And then we got to know what Prabhupada was speaking about. He began speaking right from the very beginning of the book, explaining the basic principles of devotional service as enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. So Prabhupada took it, treated it with as a science to be understood step by step. And I think he also took it that we didn't understand even the basic points of the philosophy. So it was at that time, and maybe even now, a very advanced set of topics on which Srila Prabhupada was speaking. Still, we have to understand everything step by step. We're thinking, our problem is that we're thinking that we're this body. Or those of us who are very advanced, we're thinking that we're this mind. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna instructs Uddhava that you should discriminate by seeing that your mind is thinking of so many things, or your mind is involved in thoughts of something of this material world. So you should see, you should simply observe that this mind is up to all this business, but this mind is not me. And in this way, step by step, we have to understand, we have to withdraw ourselves from the entanglement of the senses and the sense objects, or from the mind. Senses means the mind also is the chief of the senses. Indriyana manaschasmi, Krishna says, among senses, I'm the mind. The mind is the center of the senses. So we have to come above the senses and above the mind, and understand that we're actually servants of Krishna, that we have nothing to do with this material world. And finally, we have to come step by step from the platform of Karma Mishra Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti means I'm interested in sense gratification, but I'm willing to perform devotional service. And above that, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, I'm interested in speculative philosophy, but I'm also interested in devotional service. And finally, we have to come to the point of pure devotional service. Anyadivashita shunyam, jnana karma adyanavritam. But I have no other business except devotional service to Krishna. And in that pure stage, anukulyena krishna nushilanam, cultivating everything favorably for devotional service of the Lord, we can come to uttama bhakti, were pure devotional service above the modes of material nature, and in this way attain the perfection of life. Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Manuvistam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Swapadanti Aradanas Chanandantai Vidam Yachai Puna Puna Srima Rupa Padam Mojo Duli Syam Janma Janmani. This is the second half of the verse. It says, Adaranas Chanandantai. We know Trin. Trinadati Sune. Trin means grass. And Dant means tooth. Adaranas chanandantai, I'm taking grass within my teeth. Adaranas chanandantai, vidam yache puna puna, and I am, yachana means to beg. I am begging again and again, puna puna. Srimad rupa padam bojo, that duli, Srimad rupa padam bojo, duli. Duli, just like we're walking in this dual of Vrindavan, this duli of Vrindavan dust. He said, I just want that dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. When? Srimad Rupa Padam Bhojo Duli Syam Janma Janmani. Life after life after life, just I'm begging the straw in my teeth, give me that dust of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami and his glories, we can't even begin to imagine. Twice in Chaitanya Charitamrita, not just once, but twice. Somehow by listening to Maharaj, my mind has forgotten the first incident. But in that incident, Mahaprabhu told, yes, I met this Rupa Goswami at Prayag, and seeing him a fit personality, I have given my full mercy on him. In the second incident, one time, I remember, the first incident was Mahaprabhu came to the Bhajan Kutira of Srila Rupa Goswami. But Rupa Goswami had gone to take his bath, and he had, was doing Rathiyatra, and Mahaprabhu was chanting some verse in the Rathiyatra that no one could understand. And Rupa Goswami, he wrote a very nice verse in reply. And then he stuck it in his thatched roof, and he went to take his bath, and Mahaprabhu came there with Swarup Damodar, and he saw that leaf, and he pulled it out, because that leaf, that handwriting of Rupa Goswami is described just like strings of pearls. You can see that handwriting. Just down the street from my Krishna Balaram temple, there's a Vrindavan Research Institute. You can see the handwriting of Srila Rupa Goswami and the palm leaf in that place. So Mahaprabhu saw this very beautiful handwriting. He pulled that, he saw this verse where he was saying, this is talking about Kurukshetra. He said, I am the same Lord Krishna. You are the same Lord Krishna. I am the same Radha. The same Jamuna is here. The same breeze is blowing, but I want to be beside that Jamuna in Vrindavan. That's where I want to be. Because Mahaprabhu was singing some verse in Rathiyatra that about sounded like a young girl calling for a young boy. Nobody could understand. Rupa Goswami wrote this verse. And he looked that moment, Rupa Goswami appeared and he bowed down. And Mahaprabhu turned to Swarup Damodar and he said, how has Rupa Goswami understood my heart? And Swarup Damodar says, unless you have given your mercy on him, it's not possible. And Mahaprabhu says, yes, I met this Rupa Goswami at Prayag, and seeing him a fit personality, I have bestowed my complete mercy on him. Second time, he was riding with Lalita Maharaj and Vidagdha Maharaj. And he came there with Ramananda Roy. Mahaprabhu came there with Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy, he began to read. Mahaprabhu showed him. He took the scripture from Rupa Goswami's hand. He said, you read this. And Ramananda Roy began to read. He said, this is not a scripture. This is a flow of nectar. This is a constant stream of nectar. I have never seen. Nobody can write literature like this unless he has received your special mercy. Huh? What is it? Krishna Sakti Guna. Everybody knows this. Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, second time he says, I met this Rupa Goswami at Prayag, and seeing him a fit personality, I have bestowed my complete mercy on him. Twice Mahaprabhu makes this statement. I don't think if we study Chaitanya, we will find this anywhere, any other personality. Twice he mentions this. So just try to understand the position of this Rupa Goswami. And his disciple was Jiva Goswami. Maharaj already explained about Jiva Goswami to you. And Srila Balabhai Brijabhushan, he has written a very, very wonderful Mangalacharan in his commentary on the satsandarbhas of Jiva Goswami. These satsandarbhas, this is like the backbone of our Gaudiya Vaishnava. His Holiness Jayavita Maharaj was saying, they criticize us for being sentimentalists. But Jiva Goswami, he has written 400,000 perfectly composed Sanskrit verses. That is the entire Puranas. If you take the 18 Puranas, there's 4 lakhs of verses, and Jiva Goswami alone has written that many verses. He has kept such a huge storehouse of philosophy and darshan. We have not got to go to any other sampradaya to beg. Any question, whatever question you want to know, Jiva Goswami has given you. We haven't got to beg from anyone else. We've got a storehouse of philosophy from the lotus hand of Srila Jiva Goswami. These are the backbone. You always see in Prabhupada's books, he writes, Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Sandarbha, in Bhagavad Sandarbha, in Tattva Sandarbha, all through Prabhupada's books. This is the backbone. Without this, we would just be a bunch of sahajas. This is the backbone. Jiva Goswami has given us the backbone of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Therefore, Srila Baladeva Vijayabhushan, he writes, Yashanke pankena kutar kapashuna vivarta gartena chalukti diditim shudam vidakbak sudaya maheshwaram sri krishna sajivam prabhu astu novati. He says, Yashanke pankena. So punk, we all know this word. It means something else nowadays. But in Sanskrit, punk means mud, just like we walked through all this very wonderful, luscious mud. But he says, those shining glories of Sri Krishna, they were trampled into the punk, into that mud of Sankhya philosophy. The Sankhya Pankena Kutarka Pashuna. This Pashuna means this dust storm. 2 weeks ago we had huge dust storm. Just wind, you see this black cloud coming from the western side here, and just suddenly the wind begins to blow, and all of a sudden there's dust everywhere between your teeth and your eyes, you can't see anything. So, in that dust storm of Kutark, Tark, you know, means argument. The people just uselessly present so many useless arguments, arguing on silly little points forever and ever. This is Kutark, useless argument. So it's lost, those shining glories were lost in that blinding dust storm of Kutark, useless argument. They had fallen into the black hole of Mayavad philosophy. They had fallen into that black hole. But Shudam, by his very pure Vakasuraya, nectarine waves, Vak, you know, Vacha, Uvacha, Vak comes from this word, Uvacha, Vak. Vakasuraya. Shudam Vedat Vakasuraya. That he has rescued those shining glories of Maheshwaram Sri Krishna. That great Lord Sri Krishna, he has rescued. Chidambarat Bhak Sudaya. That he has rescued those shining glories of Maheshwaram Sri Krishna. That great Lord Sri Krishna, he has rescued those shining glories by his pure nectarine words. That Srila Jiva Goswami is my Prabhu and the goal of my life. Yeshanke pankena kutarka pashuna vibharta gartena cha lupti diditim shudam vyadak bhak shudaya maheshwaram sri krishna sajivam prabhu astu nogati. So we're just sitting in these very, very wonderful places. This place here between these two, this samadhi and bhajan kutir, Srila Prabhupada said, this is the most spiritual place in the universe, in this place. You see these two tumultuaries here. I have never seen them get bigger. I have never seen them get smaller. These eternal tumultuaries. This is a very, very special place here. The pujari who used to take care of this Rupa Goswami's samadhi, you'll see there looks like some japa mala wrapped up in cloth. Those are actual japa mala of Srila Rupa Goswami. Because the old pujari used to stay here. He told me that one time one old man came here. And he told him, he said, you know, when I was a young man, I came here one time, and there was no one around, and I saw those japa beads, and I said, I bet you those are Rupa Goswami's japa beads. So I stole them. No one was around and they took them. This was a long time ago. So he said, I took them all the way back to Bengal. When I got back to Bengal, I got a dream. Rupa Goswami came in my dream. He said, I've been fasting for 3 days now. How can I eat if I can't get up my japa? So maybe I just jumped without reservation. I came on the next train anywhere in the and put those japa bees back in this place. So now, you know, those are the actual japa bees of Srila Rupa Goswami. And behind, just beside this particular tamal tree, there's a little, you see a depression in the ground. That is the most, we're talking about this dhuli, this dust of Braj, this Braj-Raj. In that place, because behind here where we walk through, the roof has caved in, but this used to be the prasadam hall where all the six Goswamis would sit and take prasadam. And then after taking prasadam, in that little hole in the ground there used to be some water, and they would wash their feet in this place. So this is the most sacred dust in all of Vrindavan, in that little rectangular depression beside this tamal tree here. So this is a very, very wonderful place by Prabhupada's mercy, and the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami. As Maharaj mentioned, he's Rupa Manjari. His eternal form is Rupa Manjari. So we see Manjari, where do we see it? We see it on the Tulsi. Little Manjari comes. And we put that in the water when we offer it to the Lord. Because then the water becomes very fragrant, like that. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he's that Rupa Manjari who's... Otherwise he would not know anything. He knows the heart. Swarupa Dhamma, how does he know my heart? He knows my heart. We're saying, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam. He knows the Mano Bhistam, that desire of the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam, Stapitam. So they say, Samstapikachar. He has established this Krishna consciousness movement in this world, delivering this holy name of Krishna. Understanding the desire in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam. He knows that Manovistam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore he's established this Krishna conscious movement, as Jayavita Maharaj says, with this very, very simple process. You simply follow this very basic, simple process. He has established this understanding the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam, Stapitam Jayana Bhuta. He has established this Krishna conscious movement in the body. So he's like that Manjari, that little Tulsi Manjari who's giving the fragrance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart to the whole world. And what is that fragrance? That is this Naam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare!
We'll have kirtan here for a few minutes, and small groups could go and have nice darshan with Srila Prabhupada's quarters. Because if we all try, it will be.